Mr. Chairman, thank you for having this hearing. I think it's extremely important. It's good to see you here.
I'm glad to see you.
Thank you.
And all the others here.
The Director Nussel, I was reading when you were nominated by the President that one of your main accomplishments over, in, according to the press, over in the other body was wearing a bag over your head during a debate, and I'm glad you're not doing that today. But I listened to your statement. It sounds as almost as though George Orwell wrote it. And also in the answers, as Senator Noway and Senator Gregg and Senator Burr point out, do not necessarily respond to the questions. Let's look at what we have. We spent nearly $700 billion on the President's war. The latest supplemental request would increase that by about $108 billion. Overall cost of the Iraq war will soon exceed an incredible $1 trillion. Doing it as an emergency supplemental, you simply put it on the credit card, put on the national debt, borrow the money from China, Saudi Arabia, and whatnot, and pass it on to the next generation. Now, budgets are expressions of a government's real priorities. It appears that the Bush administration's priorities are in Iraq, not here at home. The President and those who support him seem to find no inconsistencies. Every few months, they demand billions, almost a blank check, earmark, for Iraq. But we don't have the money for health care, education, housing, security, infrastructure, heating needs here in the United States. I'm not saying we shouldn't be helping Iraq rebuild. As chairman of the subcommittee that handles the Senate's work in drafting the budget for foreign assistance, I know the need for funds for stabilization and restructuring programs in Iraq, and I've voted for those. But I think it's also time we start telling the Iraq government to begin contributing part of the costs of those rebuilding costs. We're paying close to $4 a gallon for gasoline, certainly in my state of Vermont. Iraq's getting well over $100 a barrel for their oil. They're going to have a budget surplus over $25 billion. But we can't pay for things here at home. In fact, the President says he'll veto any supplemental that pays for those things at home and not and doesn't go into the blank check for Iraq. I think this war has cost Americans far too much money, too much damage to our alliances. Most importantly, too many deaths, too many maimed soldiers coming home, too many families destroyed. Now, let's take one of the things here at home. Violent crime has been rising. But the administration has dismantled frontline support for state and local law enforcement here in the United States. But the administration's view is that no expense is too large for the hiring and equipment needs of the Iraqi police force. But around $21 billion and very questionable results. A very different story for our own police departments in the United States have been stretched thin for years. And what we've spent in just five days in the Iraq war, we could fully fund the COPS program. We could fully fund the Burn Justice Assistance Grant. That alone would put 9,000 new police officers on the beat to make American communities safer instead of just going down and disappearing in Iraq. Allow us to shore up our multi-jurisdictional drug and gang task force efforts. This is National Crime Victims Week. Let's think what some of that money would do for the Crime Victims Fund, which has also been cut. Unlike us, the Iraqi government actually has a surplus, and we can't pay for law enforcement here. I use that as one example. So let me ask you this. With the administration's support, asking the Iraqi government to assume part of what the United States is paying for the Iraqi police force? Yes? No? Easy answer.
Well, the Iraqis have, and let me just give you a couple of these because I think these are important. The Iraqis have outspent the U.S. in 2008 by more than 10 to 1 on reconstruction.
No, that's not, please, Mr. Nussel, there's only a certain amount of time, and you have a wonderful habit of answering a question different than the one was asked, as you did with Senator Noway, and he called you on it. I'm asking about the police force. Are they willing to pay part of the cost of the money we're funneling in there, so maybe we could use some of that money to pay for police officers in the United States of America.
All right. The Iraq budget provides more than $9 billion for security forces this year alone, which is three-quarters of what it needs in order to provide the security for Iraq.
So the money that is going to the police force is being well spent? Well, I understand that we sent over thousands of handguns. We couldn't even find out what happened to them. We sent them to the police department until they started being used against our brave men and women over there.
Well, I will trust the testimony of Ambassador Crocker and General Petraeus on those issues. All I can report to you, you asked me how much and what we were providing, and I can respond to that.
Well, we've provided a total of $33 billion for the readiness and effectiveness of training efforts of both Afghan and Iraqi security force. Front page of the paper today, the Americans begged them to actually stay where they were doing something for security. They packed up and left. In the president's budget, he's proposed rescinding all amounts in the crime victims fund, leave the fund empty. We keep sending money over there. Now, this is a program that's funded entirely through criminal fines, forfeited bail bonds, penalties, and special assessments, not taxpayer dollars or appropriations. What is the administration's reason in gutting it?
Well, what we did was we provided instead of a number of stovepipe grant programs, we consolidated all of those grants into four so that they could be better administered and easier for local law enforcement to take full advantage of those funds at home and use them in a much more flexible way as opposed to the stovepipe way that we currently have.
Is it true that you have proposed rescinding all the amounts remaining in the Crime Victims Fund?
To be used for that purpose. To be used for those purposes, yes.
It'd be nice, some of us, though, have voted to have it used for the purposes of crime victims. My time is up, Mr. Chairman, but I thank you again for being here, and I thank you for holding this hearing. I think it's
thank
very
you.
Important to the Senate.
Thank you. Senator